感谢主给我们在主日的精神，我们一起可以在这里敬拜他。
We thank our Lord that He gave us the strength that we can come here to worship Him.
在这个周末，我们提到的题目就是栽培门徒。
Over the weekend, the title for the message is train the disciples for the Lord.
我们讲到就是无论我们去什么地方，去买菜、去上班、去学校，我们也都是正在帮助做人，成为耶稣基督的门徒。
I have mentioned no matter what we are doing, go shopping or work or anywhere, doing anything that actually we are being disciples of our Lord.
神给我们的大使命就是让我们将其他人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
God gave us a great commission that we need to make others to be a disciple of the Lord.
然后昨天晚上我们也讲到，就是我们需要在我们生活的当中来在我们附近找一些的弟兄或者姐妹来栽培他们。
And last night I have shared that in our daily life we need to seek find those brothers sisters around us to help him to be the disciples.
那这么多的工作是不是靠我们自己的力量呢？
This looks like a great labor. Do we need do this in our own strength?
在这一段经文里面讲到，就是如果我们不是常在主里面，这一切我们都是没有办法做到的。
The scripture we just read, and we know that if we are not abide in God, then we cannot do these things.
这一段的话是主耶稣他上十字架之前的那一个晚上对门徒所讲的。
This scripture is that the Lord Jesus talked to his disciples before he went to the cross.
在约翰福音第十四章二十七节那里，他已经提到他留下平安给这一些的门徒。
John chapter 14, verse 27, the Lord mentioned that He leave peace to His disciples.
在这一段的经文，他也提到爱，也提到喜乐。
And also in these passages, He mentioned the love and the joy.
爱、喜乐还有平安，这个就是圣灵所写的果子的头三个。
Love, peace, and joy are the fruit of the Spirit.
这一段话呢，耶稣是对他的真门徒讲的。
And these passages that the Lord has taught is to their true disciples.
因为当时犹大已经离开了这一些的门徒。
Because the traitor Judah already left the group.
让我们看这个的在这一段的经文，我将它就是分为五部分。
And the scripture we just read, I divided it into five categories.Five parts.
第一部分呢，就是第一到第三节。
The first is from verse 1 to verse 3.
这里呢，主就是讲到，我是真葡萄树，你们是我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就收理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Here the Lord said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
在圣经里面，葡萄树是代表了几样不同的东西。
In the Bible, the grapevine represents several things.
它首先是代表了以色列的这一个的民族，这个是以赛亚书第五章那里。
First, in the book of Isaiah, it represents the whole Israel nation.
在启示录第十四章那里，葡萄树也代表这一些没有信主的外邦的世界。
In the book of Revelations, the grapevine also represents the Gentiles.
Yeah, 就是十四章。
In Revelation chapter 14.
然后在这里呢，耶稣他说他自己呢就是真的葡萄树。
And here the Lord said, He is the true vine.
我们要留意他特别提到他是真的葡萄树。
And here we need to focus on the word true.
在约翰福音里面，约翰经常提到谁是真的。
In the book of, in the Gospel of John, John often mentions the word true. Who is the true one?
他提到他是真光。 狮子约翰是光，但是耶稣他就是真光。
And he mentioned that the John the Baptist is the light, but the Lord is the true light.
然后他也提到摩西在旷野给玛拿给以色列人，但是他是真的粮从天上来的。
And also in the book of Exodus, he mentioned that Moses gave the Israelites manna and the other foods that from heaven, and he said he is the true bread of life.
为什么人要种葡萄树？
Why people plant vine?
就是要吃葡萄树的果子，吃葡萄。
Because they want the fruit of the vine.
以色列曾经是上帝就在他的比喻的当中，希望这一些的以色列人，上帝的子民，是可以结出果子的葡萄。
God hopes that the Israelites, His chosen nation, that can bear fruit.
但是他们没有结果子。
But they didn't bear fruit.
结了一些的坏的葡萄，野的葡萄。
But they bear instead they bear the bad grapes.
但是在这里呢，耶稣他说他自己才是这一个真的葡萄树。
Here Jesus said He Himself is the true vine.
凡是在接上这个真葡萄树的这一些的枝子，都可以结果子。
And no matter when the branch is actually connected to the vine, it always bears fruits.
那讲到真的时候，这个是相对于什么是假的？
If we talk about the true, then what is the false one?
但是讲到假的时候呢，有两类的假。
When we talk about the false ones, that there's two kinds.
第一类的假呢，就是完全是不像的。
And the first is the one that doesn't even look like.
好像我不会说这一个microphone它是一个葡萄树。
It's just like, for example, I don't call this microphone as a vine.
因为它一点都不像一个葡萄树。
Because it doesn't look like vine at all.
但是呢，你在这一些的一些的店里，你真的是可以买一些的假的花、假的树，那它看起来非常像真的。
But if you go to a certain store, then you can buy the fake fruits or branches that just look like the real one.
我的岳父去年来美国，然后要回香港的时候，他什么东西都没买，就是买了一个假的花。
My father-in-law last year he visited us here, and when he goes back to Hong Kong, he bought a fake flower.
因为这个花假的，好像真的一样。
Because that flower just looks the fake one looks like a real one.
连那些树叶被虫咬过的那一些痕迹，那一些就是颜色的变化，真的是好像一颗真的一颗的花一样。
Include the leaves that was bitten by the worms that just look like the real biting marks.
耶稣在这里呢，他所指的这一个真，是相对于第二种的那一个假。
And here Jesus talks about this fake one is just like the one that looks like the real one.
就是第二类，刚才的第二类的这一个例子。
It belongs to the second category.
所以呢，就是看上去有一些树，它好像是葡萄树，其实但是它不是真的葡萄树。
And it's like some trees they look like a real vine, but actually it's not.
在马太福音第七章第十六节那里讲到，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
And in Matthew chapter 7, and here Jesus said, if you look at their, check on their fruits, then you will know they're not the real vine.
就是好像他讲到，不单指它是真葡萄树，在这一棵树上面也有两类的枝子。
And he seems to mention that not only it's not a true vine, but also it has two kinds of branches on there.
对，在这一个真的葡萄树里面有两类的枝子。
And there's two kind of branches on the tree.
第一类呢，就是在第二节头一部分那里所讲的，凡属我不结果子的。
And the first part, first one is the one that belongs to the Lord, but didn't bear any fruit.
然后它的结果呢，就是会被剪去，因为父呢就是栽培的人。
the results for this kind of branches will be cut off because the father is the gardener.
那第二类呢, 就是属他的, 而且呢,
and the second category are those that belong to God and bears true fruit.
那这个第一类的呢, 其实就是一些假的枝子。
And the first category, they are the fake branches.
就是好像, 犹大这样子的一些的枝子。
Like the traitor Judah.
他呢是 属耶稣, 但是这个属呢, 不是在生命上属他, 是在名义上属主。
And he follows Jesus, but he doesn't belong to Jesus.
He belongs to Jesus in name only. 就是在名义上属他。 不是在生命上属他。
But his life doesn't belong to Jesus. It's just he's under the name of Lord.
Yes, a Christian in name only, 就是挂名的基督徒。
Oh, it's a professional Christian.
然后呢，就是在这个时候，我们已经看到，就是这个犹大，他没有结出果子，而且他也将会出卖他的主。
And we can see from the Bible, and Judah didn't bear any true fruit, and he betrayed the Lord.
那真的，如果这个枝子是真的话，它一定会结果子的。
If the vine, the branches is true, he will bear fruit.
一个真的基督徒，他一定会结果子的。
If a Christian is a true Christian, he will bear fruit.
但在这个世界上，也真的是有一些假的基督徒。
But in this world, there are some professional Christians.
在每一间教会里面都有这一些假的基督徒。
And in every church, there are such kind of Christians.
那他们不知道自己是假的。
But they
很多时候不知道。
Oftentimes, they might not know they are not true Christians.
但是呢，我们从可以从他们的果子就可以知道他们究竟是真或者是假的。
But from their fruits, we can see, we will know that if they're true or fake Christians.
在商店里面，为什么会有这一些的产品，就是会卖这些假花假树呢？
In the store, why there's fake flowers, trees on the display?
因为他们有他们的用处。
Because they have their own usage.
在我的教, 在我现在 New Jersey的教会里面, 有很多这一些假树假花。
In the stores in New Jersey, there's a lot of this kind of fake trees and flowers.
我教会的里面。
In the stores in our church.
它的用处就是看起来很好看, 但是你不需要打理它的。
The functionality of this fake ones that they look very beautiful, but and you don't have to spend effort to clean them.
你不需要浇水, 你不需要把它在太阳里面, 你不需要剪, 就是收剪, 修剪它。
You don't have to take much effort to care them, put under the sun, water them, or give them the fertilization.
他们也不会生病。
And they will never have disease.
你一摆在这里，永远都是好看的。
If you put them somewhere, they always look beautiful.
那在这个世界上，在教会里面，也真的就是有这一些的假的基督徒。
And in this world and in the church, then there's such kind of Christian.
他们看起来很好看，也很像基督徒。
And they look like a real Christian.
但是呢，你不需要 就是照顾他们的。
But you don't have to take care of them.
他们自己呢也不需要读圣经的。
And they themselves, they don't want to read the Bible.
他们不需要祷告的。
They don't need a prayer.
他们只需要就是看起来像一个基督徒就够了。 但是他们你不需要基督徒需要的这一些每一天要吃东西, 要做运动, 要休息, 这一些他们都不需要。
All they want is they look like a Christian, but they don't need study and read God's word and have fellowship with others.
所有这一些, 每一天, 真的生命所需要的东西, 他们都不需要。
All the things that needed for a real Christian, they don't need them.
当然他们也没有果子。
Of course, they don't bear any fruits.
特别是有逼迫来的时候, 这一些人呢, 他们就会走了。
Especially when the persecution comes, they will leave the church.
好像现在这里逼迫还没有来到，犹大已经走了。
it's just like this in the scripture, before the persecution, Judah has left the Lord.
所以呢, 就是凡使我不结果子的, 这一句话 本身就是有一个矛盾。
And here the passage said, all those belong to me but does not bear any fruit.
这一句话本身就是有一个矛盾。
There's a conflict here.
因为又属基督却不结果子。
And they, it says that belongs to the Lord but does not bear fruit.
所以呢, 我们只可以了解，就是它是只是名义上、外表上，在机构上的这一种的情况属基督，它是属对。
But from this passage, we can see these fake Christians, they are just the profession Christians.
然后呢, 对一些真的枝子来说,
and for the real branches,
天父呢, 他会收剪他们, 修剪他们。
And the Father will prune them
使他们结果子更多,
so that they will bear more fruit.
就是在这一些枝子上面, 它有一些其他的小的枝子, 那一些枝子呢, 是, 最终不会结果子的, 它会剪去, 让这一些的真的枝子, 它会结果子的, 可以结果子更多。
And in this vine, there's many branches. So the Father will prune out those branches that does not bear fruit, and leave those real branches can bear more fruit.
父借着什么来修剪这一些的枝子呢?
How our Father prune those branches?
通常是借着苦难。
Oftentimes he used the suffering.
在生活当中, 人与人之间, 家里的人的一些的, 一些的逼迫, 社会上的一些的逼迫, 还有一些很困难的环境。
During our daily life, the Father will use the relationship in the family, at church, and all these things that prune us.
对, 就是从家里来的逼迫。
And those are the persecutions from the family.
从世界来的逼迫,
and all from the world.
还有呢, 就是借着一个大病,
or use some kind of disease.
或者呢, 是借着在财政上有一个大的困难,
or through the difficulties of our finance.
或者呢, 是失去了一个亲人,
or through the loss of our loved ones.
就是借着这一些的苦难, 这一些的困难, 来让他可以结果子更多。
And through all these sufferings that the Father wants the branch bear more fruit.
因为从神那里来的, 特别是圣灵的这些的果子, 都是在一个群体的当中, 而且呢, 很多时候是在困难的当中才可以结出来的果子。
Because all the fruits that we bear is through the fellowship or among us living with others.
如果你身边的人都很谦虚你的话, 你就不明白也不可以学会怎么样去爱身边的人。
If all the people around you that have much tolerance of you, then it's hard for you to be prone and bear fruits.
如果你身边的事情每一样都是很顺利的话, 你就不明白什么是喜乐。
If everything around you goes well, then you will not understand what is the true joy.
Yeah, 喜乐跟环境没有关系。
Joy has nothing to do with our surroundings.
喜乐就是你意识到神的生命在你的生命的里面, 你看到这一个救恩的宝贵, 这个喜乐是从这一种的, 这一种的生命而来的。
The joy comes from the life that you are forgiven by the Lord and the grace of the Lord is upon you.
苦难本身并不可以帮助我们。
Suffering itself cannot help us.
这些的苦难只是, 切示了我们自己现在的这个情况是怎么样。
But the suffering will reveal our true situation, self.
当我们看清楚我们真正的这一个的情况之后, 神的话才是 来帮助我们的。
When we see clearly ourselves, then God's word can help us.
这个就是第三节那里所说的。
This described in verse 3.
我讲给你们的道, 令你们已经是干净了。
And the word I taught you that make you clean.
就是这一切的苦难让我们可以看到我们其实不是这么爱神，所以呢当在这个时候上帝的话来到我们的时候，我们听我们行的话，那我们就结出果子。
And all the sufferings happen to us show us we don't love God. But when the word of God pricked our hearts, then we realize that.
所以在这里呢，讲到父神呢，他不单只是要有果子，而且呢，他是要果子更多。
And here the Father is not just the one some fruit. He wants us to bear much more fruit.
他要数量，他也要质量。
And he wants the quantity, also the quality.
他不单只是要质量，他说，如果你有果子，他会修剪你，让你结果子更多。这个是讲到数量。
He's not only focused on the quality, but when you have bear some fruit, and he wants prune you, and you bear more.
所以呢，这个也是讲到，就是我们栽培门徒，我们不。这个是不单只是让他们有质量，而且呢，我们也不断的需要来栽培新的门徒，然后这一些的门徒他也需要再栽培其他的门徒。
And this is corresponding to when we make the disciples, we're not only focused on their qualities, we also want to make them to make more disciples.
这里说我的话已经让你们干净了，这一个干净呢就是清新的这一个意思。
And here the Lord said you are already clean because of my word I have spoken to you. The clean it's clear.
就是在八福里面清新的人有福了，因为他们必得见神，是同一个字。
And this word clean is same as used in the Beatitude blessed are those who are pure in heart.
在诗篇一百一十九篇第九节
，And in Psalm 119 in verse 9，
那里说啊，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
And there it says how the young people cleanse their deeds by using God's word.
所以当身边的这些的苦难、这一些的困难啊，让我们看到真正我们自己的时候。
When we see ourselves truly as we go through sufferings and difficulties,
我们才看到我们多么的需要神的话。
Then we will realize that how much we need God's word.
然后当我们真的是遵行神的话之后，那我们就结果子了。
When we truly obey God's word, then we are bearing fruit.
然后在这一段经文里面的第二个部分呢，就是第四到第六节。
In the second part of this passage,
就是第四到第六节。
As from verse 4 to verse 6.
这里讲到你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人捡起来扔在火里烧了。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself; it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine; you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned.
这个你要常在，这个要常在呢，是一个命令的语气。
And here, remain in me is it's in the command tone.
在英文里面呢，就是 abide.
In English, the word is abide.
在这十一节的经文里面 abide 这一个字出现了十次。
Among these 11 verses, the word abide appeared 10 times.
耶稣在这里说要常在我里面。
And here the Lord said remain in me.
这个呢就是讲到这一个字它的动词呢是现在进行式，所以呢中文被翻出来的时候呢就加上这个常这一个字。
And here the tense for the verb is present and also plus the adverb of often.
那耶稣在这里说要常在我里面。
And the Lord said, often abide in me.
他不是说你要常在基督教里面。
And he said, he didn't say you are abide in Christianity.
他甚至也没有说你要常在教会里面。
And he didn't even mention you often abide in church.
或者是常在这一个团契里面，常在查经班里面，他都没有这样子说。
Or often in remain in a Bible study or fellowship.
你常在教会里面，你未必结果子。
You often abide in the church, you might not bear fruit.
你常在这一个的团契里面，常在查经班里面，不代表你就会结果子。
If you remain in the fellowship and in the Bible study, doesn't mean you can bear fruit.
在这里说你要常在我里面。
And the Lord here emphasized that you abide in me.
当有一些朋友他知道我是信主的时候，他们会如果他们问原来你是信基督教的。
And some friends, when they know I'm a believer, then they often ask, "Oh, you believe in Christianity?"
那每一次呢，我都跟他们说我不是信基督教的。
Every time I explain to them, it's not like I believe in Christianity.
每一次我都跟他们说我是信基督的。
Every time I explain to them, I believe in Jesus Christ.
然后这个呢，也是一个传福音的机会。
And this is a chance to tell them gospels.
就是基督跟基督教有什么分别？
What is the difference between Christ and Christianity?
对没有信主的人来说，这个是同样一件事情。
To the unbelievers, they are just the same.
Yeah, 但是基督教是人为的。
But the Christianity is made by man.
它有它的历史。
It has its own history.
它有它的发展的这一个的进度。
And it has some progress during the history.
它有它的组织。
And it has his own organization.
它有它的特色。
And it has his own things.
它有它的一些荣耀神的地方，但是也有在历史当中也有一些的事情是绝对不荣耀神的。
Some of the things they did might glorify the Lord, but some they don't glorify God.
但是基督是神。
But Christ is God.
也是神的儿子。
And he also is God's son.
永生在他里面。
And the eternal life is in him.
生命在他里面。
Life is in him.
他是真光。
And he is the true light.
他是真粮。
He is the true bread.
他也是真葡萄树。
And he is the true wine.
凡在他里面的，常在他里面的，才可以结果子。
Everyone abide in him and will bear fruit and is a true branch.
所以我们可以说，这个犹大他是在基督教里面，但是却没有在基督里面。
So that we can conclude that Judah belongs, is in Christianity, but he does not belong to the Lord.
如果我们是在基督里面的话，
If we are in Christ,
我们要留意哈，这个在基督里面，在这里呢是耶稣自己讲的。
Here we want to understand in Christ is taught by our Lord.
这里所讲的在基督里，跟保罗在之后他书信里面所讲的在基督里是有一些不一样。
Here it says abide in Christ is different from what Paul has taught us later in his letters. In Christ is different.
保罗讲到在基督里的，就真的是在基督的这一个的救恩的里面，他没有说是在名义上或者是实际上，在基督里的就是在基督里。
When Paul says in Christ, he is talking about those that who are in the who are belongs to Christ. He doesn't mention that the profession Christians or the real Christian.
对，但是在这里的在基督里呢，可以是包括在名义上是在基督里。
And here, when Jesus is talking about in Christ, it includes those who are professing Christian.
这个是第二节那里讲到的。
It is mentioned in verse 2.
对。但对于这一些真的之子，他们也真的是在这一个的基督里的话，他们一定会结果子。
And for those real branches, if they truly in Christ, they will bear fruit.
没有结果子的呢，就是第六节那里所说的。
For those who are not bear fruit, it's mentioned in verse 6.
他们呢就是被吊在外面啊，枯干，人啊捡起来扔在火里烧了。
They are like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
被火烧呢是一种的，在这里来说呢是一种的刑罚。
And thrown into the fire and burned is a punishment.
在这里呢不是一个试验。
It's not a test.
好像哥林多前书第三章十五节的那一个呢，那一个被火烧，那个火烧是一个试验啊，不是一个刑罚。
The fire mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, some of the Christians goes through the fire. Those fire are tests, but here it's not a test, it's a punishment.
然后呢，在第三部分呢，就是第七到第八节。
And the third part is from verse 7 to 8.
之前呢是讲到常在主里面，这里呢是讲到常在主的话里。
And the verses before mentioned often in Christ, here is often in the word of Christ.
第七、第八节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
第七节这里呢，就是讲到结果子的那一个秘诀。
And verse 7 tells us the secret how you bear fruits.
其实在这里都是我们很熟悉的读经祷告。
And we probably, everyone knows thatfamiliar with that, it's reading the Bible and prayer.
因为这里讲到我的话常在你们里面。
And here Jesus said, my words remain in you.
然后之后呢，就是讲到祷告。
And later talking about pray.
如果神的话是充满我们，我们知道神的心意，我们照着他的心意来求的话，那我们凡是我们所求的一定会成就。
If the Lord's words fills us, then we know that God's will. And if we pray according to God's will, then He will grant our prayer.
在下一部分就是第九到第十节。
And the next part is from verse 9 to 10.
在这里呢，讲到就是我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
And here says, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you remain in my love, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love.
所以呢，这里要常在，这里又是一个命令的语气。
And here is another command.
所以我们现在已经看到，我们要常在主的里面，要常在主的话里，在这里呢，也要常在主的爱里。
Till this, we know that we need to often abide in Christ and abide in His words and also abide in His love.
所以只是读经祷告还不够。
So reading the Bible and prayer is.Not enough.
这里还要强调一点，就是我们还要常在他的爱里。
And here it emphasizes that we need to remain in his love.
因为一个人读经越多，祷告越多，也可能变成越骄傲。
Because one read a lot of Bible and say much prayer might make them very proud.
他用很多的时间在圣经的里面，他知道很多。他也可以用他所知道的来审判人，来就是来教训人，看不起人。
And he spend much time in God's word and prayer, and he can gain lot of knowledge, and he also can use this knowledge to judge others and condemn others.
所以这里特别要强调，他也要常在我的爱里。
And here the verse emphasizes that we need to abide in the love of Christ.
哥林多前书第十三章开始的时候，三节那里已经讲得很清楚。
In the First Corinthians chapter 13, it describes the love clearly here.
十三章头三节。
The first three verses.
就算 这里呢讲到什么，他说我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一样。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and have fathomed all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but I have not love, I'm nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。
If I give all and I possess to the poor, and if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
我们怎么样知道我们是在主的爱里呢？
How do we know that we abide in the love of our Lord?
第十节这里已经讲到，我们若遵守他的命令，我们就是在他的爱里。
Here verse 10 gives us the answer. If we obey his command, we remain in his love.
就好像耶稣遵守了父的命令，常在父的爱里一样。
It's just like the Lord Jesus obeys the Father's command and remain in the Father's love.
然后在这一段经文最后的一部分呢，就是第十一节。
And the last part of this passage is verse 11.
这里讲到就是要常有主的喜乐。
And here it says that we need to have the joy of the Lord.
这里讲到这些事啊，我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
所以呢，这里呢就是有一个工程式。
And here it seems there's a formula.
有三件事加起来就会有第四件事。
And there's three things add together and leads to the result.
常在主自己里，加上常在主的话里，加上常在主的爱里，就等于常有主的喜乐。
And here is if we abide in the Lord plus abide in His word and plus abide in His love, then we have the result that we have joy in the Lord.
所以你可以看看你今天你现在这一个基督徒的生命有没有喜乐。
You can examine yourself. Do you have joy in your Christian life?
如果你不够有喜乐的话，你就看看这三样有没有加起来，你缺少了哪一样。
If you don't think you have the joy, then you need to use this formula to examine yourself to see which part you're lacking.
常在主里，常在主的话里，常在主的爱里。
Often abide in Christ, abide in His word, and abide in His love.
那我们在看这十一节经文的时候，我们可以问一个问题。
And when we read these 11 script passages,
我们怎么样知道我们是常在主的里面？
How do we know that we are often abide in Christ?
我们常在主的里面的这一个的证据是什么？
What is the evidence shows that we are abide in Christ?
在这里呢，提到有五个证据。
And there's five five evidence in these passages.
如果我们常在主的里面一定会有这五个证据。
If we often abide in Christ, we must have these five evidence.
第一呢，就是我们一定会结果子，这个是第二节。
And the first is from verse 2, we will bear fruit.
第二呢，我们一定会体验神对我们的修剪。这个呢也是第二节。
And second is also from verse 2, we will experience the Lord is pruning us.
第三呢，我们的祷告会得到应允。这个呢就是第七节。
And the third evidence is from verse 7 that our prayer will be answered by God.
然后第四呢，就是我们会更爱基督，还有我们身边的人，这个是第九节。
And the fourth evidence is we will love Christ more and our the people around us.
然后最后一个证据呢，就是我们经历到从主那里来的喜乐，这个是第十一节。
And the fifth evidence is that we will experience the joy from the Lord. That's from verse 11.
所以从这五方面的证据，你就知道你是不是常在主的里面。
From all these five evidences that you can find out if you are truly in Christ.
在这十一节的经文里面呢，他也讲到，其实就是有五种的结果子的情况。
And among these passages, that also give us the teaching that there's five kinds of bearing fruit.
Yeah, 就是there are five kinds of circumstances in which we can evaluate our bearing fruit. 那第一种呢，就是不结果子。
And the first one that bear no fruit.
不结果子，这个呢是对于假信徒来说的。
This is to the fake believers.
那就是在撒种子的比喻的当中呢，只有第四种的第四种的好土才可以结果子。
In the parables of the sowing the seed, then only the fourth categories that bears fruit.
头三种的这一些的心田都没有办法结果子。
The first three hard condition they cannot bear fruit.
所以你就是在教会的里面也会有一些的名义上的基督徒，他们没有结果子，他们的情况就是好像撒种子比喻的头三种的这一些的心田。
Often in the church, there's Christians that they don't bear fruit at all. Their heart condition is just like the one that described in the sowing the seed parables. They, the first three categories, they don't have any root.
那第一种当然听完道之后，很快就不记得了。
And the first one said they hear the words of God and they forgot right away.
他们就打回原形。
And they just turned back to themselves.
那第二种呢，就是好像犹大这样子，欢喜领受，但是后来呢，有逼迫来的时候就走了。
And the second ones that are like Judah, when they heard the word, they're joyfully take it, but once the persecution comes, then they left.
那第三种呢，是大部分人的情况。
And the third category is the one that often among us.
道呢是听了。
And they hear the word of God.
但是呢，有世上的思虑。
And there's a lot of worries from the world.
钱财的迷惑。
And the love of money.
还有别样的私欲。
And other lust,
让这一个道没有办法结出果子来。
And the word of God cannot bear fruit.
然后第二种的情况呢，它呢是暂时不结果子。
And the second categories of the situations, they for the certain period of time, they don't bear fruit.
它不是一直的不结果子。
They bear the fruit only temporary, not like they don't bear fruit at all.
他不是好像第一种一直不结果子。
He is not like the first category that bears no fruit.
但是他在某一个阶段里面他没有结果子。
But during some time period, they don't bear fruit at all.
那为什么他在某一个阶段里面不结果子呢？
Why they don't bear fruit during certain times?
这个呢，就是讲到他就是他的注意力暂时离开了神。
This is talking about this kind of person that their focus are not on Christ during that time period.
你可以说，其实这种人他是在主的里面，但是在那一个阶段当中，他没有常在主的里面。
We can say these kind of people they are in Christ, but during certain time of period, they are not.Bearing fruit.
他们暂时在罪当中。
They are in their own sin.
暂时。
Temporarily.
就是好像是一个大卫，当他在那大概是那一年的时间犯奸淫，然后就是 在这一件事当中，他在那一段的时间就没有办法 为神结出果子。
It's just like a King David in the Bible, that when he commits adultery and while he was in his remain in his sin, he cannot bear fruit for the Lord.
但是呢，当他悔改了，当他重新回到神的那里的之后，他又可以继续为神结果子。
But after he repented and returned to the Lord, and he continues to bear fruit.
啊，第三种的情况呢，就是这个人他是结果子，但是呢，不是结很多。
The third category is those people that they bear fruit, but they don't bear much fruit.
大部分的基督徒都是在。大部分真的基督徒都是在这一个的情况。
Oftentimes, most of the Christians are belong to the third category.
对，他们一定会结一些的果子。
Certainly they will bear some fruit.
但是不是结很多。
But they don't bear much.
所以呢，就有第四种的情况。
So there's the fourth category.
第四种的情况呢，就是神就修剪他们，让这一些本来不是结这么多果子的这一些的基督徒结更多的果子。
The fourth category are those that God keeps pruning them so that they can bear more fruit.
所以结一点果子的那一些的基督徒，他们的情况大概是怎么样呢？
So what are the conditions that for those Christians that bears little fruit?
就是他们呢，就是可以说是容易满足的基督徒。
Those are the Christians that they are easily satisfied by themselves.
他们觉得就是他们已经有一些的侍奉了，也有带一些的人信主，而且呢也有奉献。
And they often think that they have service to the Lord, and they lead some people to Christ, and they also make some offering.
其实他们可以为主做更多，但是他们自己觉得已经够了。
Actually, according to their gift, they can do more for the Lord, but they themselves feel, I'm satisfied.
神给了他们三千两，他们已经用了二千两。但是他们觉得已经是用完三千两了。
God gave them 3,000 talents, but they used up 2,000, and they leave the 1,000 unused.
他们觉得这个二千两就是已经是三千两。
They think this 2,000 already is 3,000 talents.
所以呢，神他就会就是修剪这一些，让他们可以。为神结更多的果子。
So God will prune these kind of Christians so that they can bear more fruit.
将所有的这三千两都拿出来。
God wants them to use up all the 3,000 talents.
好像就是每一个人都就是很多人我们现在都有很多的就是有一些的娱乐。
There's some of us that have some life enjoyments.
娱乐本身没有错。
There's nothing wrong. You have some enjoyment in your life.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
那就是辛苦了一天，回到家时候可能看一看电视，或者是有一些其他的兴趣的东西，这一些都是正常的。
And you work a whole day, but you come home and you want to watch TV and relax a little bit. Relax and there's nothing wrong with.
但是如果他们有保罗的这一种的心智的话，就是竭力的追求，那他们可以为主结更多的果子。
But if they have the mind of Apostle Paul, they try their best to seek the Lord, then they can bear more fruit.
那这然后第五种呢，就是多结果子的，这个呢是第五节。
And the fifth category are those that bears much fruit. Is it from verse 5?
这里第五节就是常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这个人呢，就多结果子，这个是最好的。
And here it says, the one that remains in me and I will remain in him and they will bear much fruit.
所以这三种结果子的情况，就是好像三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
And those categories of bearing fruit are the, just like the sowing seed parables 30 times, 60 times, and 120 times.
100 times. 所以凡是基督徒, 你起码就是有 30倍的果子。
And for all the Christians, you have at least 30 times of the capability.
然后经过神的修剪之后呢, 你可以结出60倍的果子。
And after God prune you, you can bear 60 times of fruit.
然后对于那一些常在它里面的, 接力追求的, 他可以接100倍的果子。
And to those that who often remains in the Lord and do their best to seek the Lord, and they can bear 100 times of fruit.
所以, 作为一个总结, 就是那么他们如何的来结果子呢? 我们如何的来结果子?
So for the conclusion, how should we bear fruit?
就是两个条件。
There's two conditions.
第一个条件呢, 就是 这个人首先一定要真的属基督。
And the first condition is they must truly belongs to Christ.
如果你还不是真的基督徒, 你没有办法结果子。
If you are not a true Christian, you cannot bear fruit.
那你怎么样可以 真的是在基督里呢? 你需要悔改, 你需要相信。
How can you be truly in Christ? You need to repent from your sin and believe.
所以呢, 从耶稣的角度来说呢, 这个人就是 come to me, 啊, 来到我这里。
And from the Lord's command that says, you come to me and follow me.
因为只有在耶稣里, 他才有这一个的, 啊, 这一个真的生命。
Only when they are in Christ, they have the true life.
那第二个, 如果这个人已经是在基督里, 那他结果子的这一个的, 如何结果子呢? 就是常在他里面。
For the second condition, if this person already belongs to Christ, how he bears fruit?
这个呢就是 abide in me.
This belongs to those abide in Christ.
Come to me, 然后呢就是 abide in me.
And comes 来到主的面前, 而且 在主里面, 常在主里面。
不是好像犹大来到他面前之后又走了。
Not just like Judah, he comes to the Lord, but not abide in the Lord. He left the Lord.
常在主的里面, 这个当然就是包括, 我们听他的话语, 我们跟他有祷告, 然后我们活在他的爱的当中。
Abide in the Lord, that includes that listen to God's word and in prayer and remain in his love.
然后, 在他的话语当中, 在这一个, 周末我们讲到的就是我们怎么样可以, 在门徒, 栽培门徒的这一件事上, 我们有份。
And abide in his word is the messages I gave over the weekend. How can we help others to become Christians, to become disciples?
当我们真的就是将我们的生命, 我们的时间, 我们的恩赐, 来栽培我们身边的人成为门徒的话, 我们就是, 活在这一个大使命的里面。
When we truly commit our time, our effort, and our love in making disciples, that we are actually doing the Great Commission.
然后我们也有主的应许, 就是我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And we will also have the promise from the Lord that I will remain in you until the end of the world.
所以这个大使命就跟这里, 约翰福音15章连上关系了。
So the, then the Great Commission is connected with the John chapter 15.
对, 在这里, 约翰福音就是讲到我们常在主里面, 他就常在我们里面。
Here the Lord says, if we remain in the Lord, and he will be remain in us.
然后在大使命里面, 就是说, 我们栽培门徒, 耶稣就常在我里面。
And in the Great Commission, if we make disciples, and Jesus will be with us.
所以当我们就是栽培门徒的时候, 这个就是我们常在主的里面。
When we are making disciples, this is the evidence that we are in the Lord.
然后结果呢, 就是第11节, 他的喜乐就是让我们可以满足。
And the result is from verse 11, that his joy will be complete in us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你给了我们这一个的使命。
You have given us this great commission.
叫我们使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。
You want us to make others to be your disciples.
当我们无论去到什么地方，我们有这一个的身份，有这一个的心态的时候。
No matter where we are or where we go, when we have this mind in our mind.
当我们也真的实际来在行动上行出来的时候
when we truly put this into practice,
我们就是常在主的里面
and that means that we are truly abide in Christ.
主的应许也就是他也常在我们的里面
and the Lord promised us that he will be abide in us.
主说我就常在与你们同在直到世界的末了
and the Lord promised us he will be with us until the end of the world.
让我们将主的话也藏在我们的心里，让我们出去这一个的退休会之后。
Lord, help us to hide your words in our heart, after we left this retreat center.
我们不是好像以前一样了。
That we will not go back to our old self.
我们就是参与这一个的大使命。
Then we have a heart and be able to participate in the Great Commission.
让人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So that we can help others to be the disciples of the Lord.
不是靠着我们的力量。
Not based on our strength.
乃是靠着我们是常在主的里面。
And it's because we are abide in Christ.
靠着他的话藏在我们的里面。
And we are abide in His word.
靠着他的爱藏在我们的里面。
And we are abide in His love.
叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy can be complete.
感谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名来求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.